As we've reported, former Parley's Park teacher Jose Ardenas has been booked on 5 second-degree felony counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Charges stem from the uncovering by the Utah Attorney General's Office of uploading of child pornography and evidence found at Ardenas's Park City home on a thumb drive. Files contained on that thumb drive held additional child pornography. As Park City School Board President Mo Hickey explains, the district, as reports are made available to the public, is trying to react to the news regarding this well-loved teacher.
He was an excellent employee for a number of years, very well-liked by parents, students, etc. It's just a horrible event, and we were blindsided Monday morning when we received news from Summit County Attorney's Office.
According to this morning's press release from the Park City School District, it has been advised by legal counsel that based on Ardenas's admission to possessing and viewing child pornography, his employment with the district can and therefore has been terminated per school board policy. Ardenas had gone through a criminal background check in Spain prior to being forwarded as a teacher candidate for consideration in Utah through the Utah Office of Education. A second background check also occurred in Utah once he arrived in the state. Hickey said the background checks turned up no evidence of prior criminal conduct.
We have our normal background checks, but in the case of this employee, he was one of our dual immersion teachers, so he had gone through background checks in his home country. He had gone through background checks with the state office and with us as well. So, you know, from that standpoint, there was nothing to indicate, obviously, that any kind of behavior that we would be concerned about.
A search of the laptop that was issued to Ardenas from the district produced no illegal videos or photos. In addition, a browser history review from data stored on the school district office servers indicated that no searches for illicit website materials had occurred using the laptop. This was the anticipated outcome of the browser search. As the press release explains, the district monitors internet usage for all district computers on a continual basis. Administration at Parley's Park Elementary and the district will conduct meetings for any concerned parents.
Mr. Gomez, the principal at Parley's Park, and the superintendent will be meeting with parent groups in the next week or so as school starts to talk to them. Obviously, there'll be some people that are, you know, had him as a teacher last year, and parents are going to want to talk. Mm-hmm. So we'll afford that opportunity and provide whatever counseling if it's needed.
Ardenas had taught second grade at Parley's Park and was due to teach fifth grade this year. Hickey said that it remains a shock to the district, and there were never any complaints about Ardenas by parents or kids. In fact, it was very much the opposite. He always received high praise.
As a matter of fact, the only thing I had ever heard, as a matter of fact, was we had parents actually come to us that wanted him extended on his visa so that he could continue to work in the district. Like I said, he was very highly thought of. I know some people personally that had come to me who had him as their child had him as a teacher and couldn't say more about him on a positive note. So, at times you don't know what to say other than the fact that it's horrible. But on the other hand, we have to let due process take its course now, and we're taking the appropriate steps in that matter.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. The school district is now scrambling to find a replacement for Ardenas. In the meantime, Hickey says they have some very qualified bilingual substitutes who will start school next week with a fifth grade class at Parley's. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.